It's a hull.
The hull, yeah. Now, is there a soft part when a walnut falls, you know, you might stain your fingers on it when you pick it?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the old black walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And when, as you say, when it falls, well, you sure will stain your hands. And a lot of times that we would, right then, get all that old hull off and just be the little black walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
in a way, that the hull mm-hmm. on that walnut is just as hard as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the soft part?
It's just the hull. Is all.
That's part of the hull, too.
The hull is green, you see,
mm-hmm.
until after it falls and turns black.
Mm-hmm.
But usually we'd always pick up walnuts up and get that old green hull off, and
mm-hmm.
it would make your hands
mm-hmm.
black as dark as clothes that you had.
Right.
Stain them so bad.
Right, I see. Okay. What about this expression? If a farmer's looking at his corn and it's pretty short, he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it'd be taller.
It should be taller.
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying that, it
ought to be taller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or talking about a boy who's not doing what his mother told him to do, she might say, well, now you're not doing what you to do.
Or was told to do.
Mm-hmm. Or what you ought.
Are to do.
Or what you ought.
Ought to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he have done.
Bet he did something.
If he got a whipping, he probably did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he ought.
Ought not to have done.
Right, okay. Say if you're refusing to do something in a strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.
Just can't do it, or
I just won't
do it.
Right, okay. Oh, talking about trees and syrup and all that, you said that most of the syrup around here was cane syrup? Cane or sorghum?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you ever have any made from maple?
Mm-mm.
Do you have any of those kind of trees growing around here?
Trees.
Maple. Trees that you might tap for syrup.
I don't know that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That we have maple, but I don't believe that it would be the maple syrup trees, because
mm-hmm.
I've never heard of
mm-hmm.
any maple syrup around.
I see. Do you have any? Go ahead.
In Tyler County mm-hmm. that I hadn't heard of.
Do you have any idea what you would call a lot of maple trees growing together?
Mm-hmm.
What about the word grove? Do you know that?
Grove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be good as any.
Okay. Do people around here use that word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would they use it in reference to?
Well, just where they have a pretty good thicket anywhere, in that little grove over so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the little grove out behind the cemetery, over that way from the church,
mm-hmm.
lots of places where there's
mm-hmm.
we have a little grove of trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a plant called laurel or mountain laurel?
Yeah, I think so, but I wouldn't know much about it.
But you have heard?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, whether it's a vine or a bush.
What's the name again?
Laurel.
Yeah. What about rhododendron?
I hear that, and but now I don't know what it is.
What's that?
I say I don't know what the rhododendron,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a flower
mm-hmm.
or some kind of a vegetable. I don't know which.
Hmm. It's not the same thing as laurel, is it?
No.
Different.
Mm-hmm. It'd be different.
Mm-hmm. I see. When was that book published that you showed me on the Wesson?
Oh, man. They what?
Exactly.